This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said Narendra Modi government is committed to set an example by cracking down on terrorists through innovative means. Chairing a high-level meeting to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi today, he directed all security agencies to work in a mission mode and ensure quick response in a coordinated manner. He highlighted that the fight against terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir is in its decisive phase. He added that recent incidents show that terrorism has been forced to shrink from highly organized acts of terrorist violence to a mere proxy war. Home Minister emphasized on seamless coordination amongst the security agencies, identifying vulnerable areas and addressing the security concerns of such areas. Reiterating zero tolerance policy against terrorism, Mr. Shah said that the government will leave no stone unturned in rooting out terrorism from Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Shah also appreciated security agencies and Jammu and Kashmir administration for successful conduct of Lok Sabha elections, which witnessed record voter turnout in Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Shah also reviewed preparedness for Amarnath Yatra. The annual Yatra is set to begin from the 29th of this month and will continue till the 19th of August. Vice President and Chairman of Rajya Sabha Jagdeep Dhankar inaugurated the newly constructed Prerna Sthal in the Parliament House complex. The Prerna Sthal has been built to ensure convenience of dignitaries and other visitors to see and pay tributes to the statues of great leaders and freedom fighters at one place inside the Parliament House complex. In Sikkim, bad weather has hampered the evacuation of around 2,000 tourists, including 15 foreigners, stranded in Lachung and Chungthang in Mangan district following landslides. Efforts were made today to airlift the stranded tourists, but it could not be implemented due to bad weather and roadblocks from the landslides. Mangan district collector Hem Kumar Chetri told Akashvani News that all the stranded tourists are safely placed at hotels, adding that once the weather condition permits, all possible arrangements will be made to ensure for their safe return. Meanwhile, relief and restoration operations are on in full swing, particularly in the worst affected Mangan district. State Forest and Environment Minister Pinso Namgyal Lepcha, along with senior district administration officials, visited the affected areas in Lower Jushing and Ruluk wards. Around 10 households have been relocated to temporary accommodation for their safety. The incessant rains and landslides in the state have so far claimed 9 lives and left around 2,000 tourists stranded in Mangan district. The trial run of Vande Bharat sleeper class train will start in the next 2 months. Currently, the railways is running Vande Bharat Express, which has only chair cars. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said in New Delhi there were demands from the people to run the Vande Bharat sleeper train. Vande Bharat train is the first indigenous semi-high-speed train. The minister said in next 5 years, the government will further focus on rail infrastructure development and provide comfortable journey to the passengers. He said in the last 10 years, 35,000 kilometers of rail tracks have been built. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today slammed the Congress Party for a hike in fuel prices in Karnataka. The fuel prices in the state were increased by 3 rupees after the state government hiked the sales tax on petrol and diesel on June 15 with immediate effect. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that instead of fulfilling its promises of transferring 8,500 rupees per month to a woman of each family, the Congress-ruled Karnataka government has burdened the people of Karnataka in the state. In tennis, India's Sumit Nagal will take on Luciano Daddari of Italy in the men's singles final of the ATP Challenger in Perugia, Italy this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.